Hello and welcome to Law Library Insights. My name is Kayla Fertig, and I'm a reference librarian at the Cleveland Law Library. Today is March 8th, which is International Women's Day. Actually, the whole month of March is Women's History Month. So this is a great time to reflect on how far women have come, celebrate strong women and leaders, and identify past and current obstacles women face. Of course, being a law library podcast, today I wanted to focus on women in law. According to the ABA's National Lawyer Population Survey, in 2022, 38% of all lawyers were women. These numbers are astonishing. Between 1950 and 1970, only 3% of all lawyers were women. There was a significant uptick in the 80s, and by 1991, 20% of all U.S. lawyers were female. This growth extends to law school. Women now outnumber men in U.S. law schools. 55.3% of law school students in the United States are women. And at 5 law schools around the country, women outnumber men at a 2-to-1 ratio. In the years to come, the legal field may continue to grow, with more and more female attorneys balancing the field. As for judges, the first woman judge was appointed to the federal judiciary in 1928. By 1980, there were 48 female federal judges. Now, there are 424 women on the federal bench. That's nearly a third of all federal judges. And at the Supreme Court, women make up 41% of all high court justices. Locally, in Ohio, 16 of the 32 Court of Common Pleas in Cuyahoga County are women. That's 50%. 30 of the 67 Ohio District Court of Appeals judges are women, and 3 of the 7 Ohio Supreme Court justices are women. Out of the history of the Ohio Supreme Court, there have been 163 justices. 13 of them have been women. We are quickly approaching equality. More women in law school, in the courtroom, and on the bench. But equality doesn't mean equity. More women are given the opportunity to work in the legal field, but are they given fair treatment in the workplace? Let's look at Kelly Barnett and her story. Kelly is a woman, a respected Cleveland lawyer, and most recently a whistleblower. In January 2023, Kelly posted a story on LinkedIn. She recounted the experience of another female lawyer who took maternity leave and decided to leave one Cleveland law firm for another. This sequence of events prompted a partner at her firm to reach out and text her. The LinkedIn post included a screenshot of the text message, which I will not repeat here. The message was aggressive, threatening, and contained foul language. To be clear, this woman was a lawyer and was on maternity leave. The firm still expected her to do legal work, and during this time, she interviewed at another law firm and took a new position. She returned to work and gave her notice. The irony of this whole situation is that the law firm, and specifically this partner, focused on employment law. He taught courses on public sector employment law at Cleveland State University and spoke at numerous seminars on labor and employment law. Kelly's post went viral, attracting support from all around the world and even grabbing some local headlines. To control the chaos, the firm fired the partner and issued a public apology. But the story had already gained a lot of attention and raised a lot of questions. People were asking if this problem was systemic or just an isolated incident. Could it be both? We are becoming more aware of gender issues and working toward equity in the workplace, but we cannot say these problems are solved. Conscious and unconscious bias exists. There's a stigma around women professionals and maternity leave. Discrimination, harassment, and gender bias in the workplace are an endemic. In a 2018 study from the Center of Work-Life Law from the University of California, they examined implicit gender bias in the legal workplace. The study found that women, especially women of color, faced a lot of barriers to success and weren't measured as equals by their employers or peers. Almost 70% of women of color and 60% of white women say that they were paid less than their colleagues with similar experience and seniority. And when it comes to maternity leave, The study found that individuals who took parental leave reported negative career consequences. 57% of white women and about half of people of color agreed that taking family leave would have a negative impact on their career. They found that after having children, women would be given lower quality assignments, passed over for promotions, demoted, or paid less. And the truth is that the federal government does not require private employers to provide paid maternity leave. If an employer offers it, it's either an added bonus or the company is complying with state laws. So a pregnant woman can receive maternity leave in one of three ways. She can use FMLA or unpaid protected leave, which grants eligible workers up to 12 weeks of unpaid time off. She can use ADA leave for a serious medical condition resulting from the pregnancy for a maximum of 12 weeks. Or her employer may offer parental leave as an added benefit from the company. In the January CMBA Hot Talk on Employment Leave, Policy, and Practices, a panel of experts in employment law and ethics weighed in on employment leave policies and local law firm practices. They found that large Cleveland-based law firms usually offer 12 weeks of parental leave. Because the legal profession is client-focused, there is an expectation that you will stay in contact with the office and maintain some level of legal casework while on leave. There are all these unwritten rules, negative attitudes, and stigma surrounding maternity leave. So where do we go from here? Well, legislation is constantly changing. Maybe one day there will be universal paid parental leave. Maybe one day we'll end the stigma around maternity leave. Until we are equal in the workplace, we have something to strive for. This March, we need to reflect on how far we've come, the advancements women have made, and how far we have left to go. Thank you for listening to Law Library Insights. Remember to stay informed, lead with kindness, and support your local library. You can check out the Cleveland Law Library on the fourth floor of the old courthouse. We are open to the public every Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We hope to see you soon.